in our lives to give up. This is not our time. This is not the time and the season now for us to be distracted by things according to how they look. Amen. Glory to God. But to stay focused. Amen. Stay, hallelujah, hallelujah, focused with your mind on Jesus. Amen. And to give God everything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so, amen, it's just like a pregnant woman. Glory to God. When birthing time is near, amen, she begins to feel pain more frequent from the contractions. Amen. Hallelujah. And they tell her, okay, take a deep breath and push. Glory to God. And so, amen, tonight I'm here to tell you, amen, take a deep breath. Hallelujah. And push. Hallelujah. Push that very thing that's on the inside of you. Hallelujah. That ministry. Hallelujah. That gift. Hallelujah. That purpose on the inside of you. Begin to push it. Hallelujah. And you pray, amen, it stands for pray until something happens. Amen. Praise until something happened. Hallelujah. Preach until something happened. Glory to God. Because there have been many times in my life I was going through so many things at one time seemed like. Hallelujah. But it was through my obedience to the call, until my, amen, the obedience to God that he blessed me. Amen. In the midst of ministering and in the midst, hallelujah, of blessing other people. Amen. God began to do something in me out of my obedience to him. And I'm here to tell you tonight, amen, God honors obedience. Amen. He honors faithfulness. Glory to God. Amen. Don't get weary in well-doing. Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself tonight already early. I didn't even pray. But Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. Oh, God, we thank you, hallelujah, for these, your people that are watching right now in the name of Jesus. Don't let this just be another live that they watch on tonight, oh, God. But, Father, let their spirit be uplifted, Father, now in the name of Jesus. Father, let them, hallelujah, leave this live on tonight empowered, uplifted, feeling better, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that the spirit of depression that has tried to hold them down will be gone tonight, oh God, that the pains in their bodies and the sicknesses that they were feeling, oh God, just the overall uneasy, bad feeling, not feeling themselves tonight, oh God, let it lift tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh God, and we thank you, and we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise in Jesus' name. So, amen, I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for watching tonight. Hallelujah. And I ask you, amen, to like this video. Amen. Share this live tonight. Hallelujah. We just gonna ride out tonight. Amen. Ain't got no specific platform tonight, but we just gonna ride out. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm just gonna take you for a ride just for a few minutes, and I'm gonna let you go. All right. Glory to God. So tonight, amen, we want to deal with a few things tonight. And like I said, I'm going to open up the line so that I can pray for you. If you have any prayer requests or anything, I will be praying for you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight, amen, I want to deal with, amen, deliverance, dealing with deliverance tonight, dealing with, amen, hallelujah, renouncing things, amen, that is not like God in our lives, that we need to get rid of because it leaves a door, amen, for the enemy to come in and plague our lives. And so a lot of times the things that are manifesting in our lives as sickness and as things that we never dealt with before, but now we're dealing with it now, amen, glory to God, is these are signs, these are physical manifestations of things that's going on in the spirit realm. Amen. So now tonight, amen, we want to deal with some of that tonight, understanding that it's the enemy's job to keep us unfocused. It's the enemy's job, amen, to throw a monkey wrench in there that we will not get, amen, what God have for us. Amen. And I don't care if it's something like unforgiveness. I don't care, amen, if it was your cousin. Amen. You know, we hold on to sometimes crazy stuff. Well, he took my Tucker truck when I was 6. Amen. Glory to God. Well, you're 50 now. Glory to God. That's over with. Leave it in the past. Amen. Because your future is before you, and that's what we're dealing with tonight. Getting rid of all of this stuff that don't matter, no how, that we just hold on to, that we just need to get rid of. And somebody tonight just need to just grab a hold of yourself and just shake yourself and begin to shake yourself free. Amen. Glory to God. From all of the weight and all of the stuff that we put on ourselves that God is not even allowed, but we are putting, amen, on ourselves. And God is a gentleman. He ain't going to force himself on nobody. He ain't going to force himself on nobody. So with that being said, tonight I want you to put down in the comments, I want to be free. I want to be free. Tonight, I want to be free. I see some people that are joining now. Amen. God bless you, Brother Brandon. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Roberts, God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Laquita, God bless you. Sister Jackie Toby, God bless you. Amen. Sister Daniels, Jasmine Daniels, God bless you. Ezekiel, God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Keisha O'Hara, God bless you. Rashante, God bless you. One of my former students. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. Elder Neely, God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And what's up, man? Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Jones, God bless you. Brother, my brother watching tonight. Hallelujah. Brother Brown, God bless you. Amen. Devin, God bless you. Thank you so much for watching tonight. I'm excited tonight, amen, because somebody's going to be free tonight. Somebody's going to be delivered tonight. Somebody's going to be healed tonight, amen. Somebody's going to leave this live tonight feeling better than they did when they came on. Glory to God. And I believe God tonight. I don't know what you need tonight, but I believe God that God is going to do just what he said, because God don't know how to lie. Hallelujah. Lying is not even in his characteristics. Amen. Hallelujah. That God is going to do just what he said. So if you can, hallelujah, and I'm looking down because I'm watching some of y'all comments. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you, Sister Katina. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. But write down in the comments right there below and say, I believe God. Amen. Write it down in the comments below. I believe God. Amen. And this thing starts, amen, with your confession to say that I believe God. Glory to God. I believe God. I don't care what man say. I believe God. And that's what we stand on, the word of God. Amen. And it's the word of God that says we are healed. Glory to God. It's the word of God that says we are delivered. Hallelujah. It's the word of God that says we are free. And that's what we stand on tonight. I see you, Sister Jones. God bless you. Amen. I'm free. I'm delivered. I'm healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm in my right mind. I'm free. So the choice is yours tonight. The choice is yours tonight. It's yours tonight. Hallelujah. So we want to deal with some things. We want to deal with unforgiveness tonight. We want to deal with, hallelujah, amen, rejection and self-rejection, hallelujah. We want to deal with, hallelujah, even the spirit of lying, glory to God. We want to deal with all of this stuff, amen, that leaves, amen, an impression on our spirit and it manifests into our lives, hallelujah. And we can never be free until we deal with these things. You try it on your own. Where it got you? Where has it gotten you? You tried to do this on your own tonight. And I'm still talking prophetically because, hallelujah, we're speaking into the future. And the future is that whatever you need in God to do in your life, it's already done. It's already done. And I don't have to look for a source. Because I serve a God, hallelujah, that knows my past, my present, and what's going to happen in the future. Amen. That's the God that we serve on tonight. So I'm grateful to God tonight. But we have to understand, even on this in this walk, glory to God, and especially speaking, hallelujah, prophetically, amen, there's a lot of things in our life that can cloud, amen, our healing ability to the spirit realm, hallelujah, and even to hinder our visibility in the spirit realm. So we got to learn how to, amen, glory to God, renounce some things, amen, disown some things, and disattach some things from us because it's not good for our spirit man. It's not good for us. So tonight we want to be free. We want to be free. And I prophesy to every person that is watching, hallelujah, if you really give God a complete yes from your spirit, that everything in your life will begin to turn around. I don't care who's going to try to rationalize what I'm saying and try to, amen, make logic out of what I'm saying, amen. But I know the voice of God, hallelujah, and I know that every situation is not forever. It's only temporary because the God that we serve, he is able to bring you out of what you're going through. He's able to heal your body. He's able to deliver you. He's able to save you. He's able to bring you out of some stuff. Amen. You can't do it on your own. Hallelujah. Because you ain't make yourself. Glory to God. We need the power of God. We need the power of the Lord. Because we don't possess the power to bring ourselves out. But we got to make up our mind to follow him. We got to make up our mind to give him everything. And I don't care, hallelujah, what it is, how long you've done it. Hallelujah, glory to God. God's waiting on you. Amen. He never left from where he was. Glory to God. He's been right there the whole time waiting on you. So tonight, he's waiting on you tonight. So I don't want you to hesitate tonight. I don't want you to worry about what nobody else going to say or what somebody else thinks. Because let me tell you something, if they had the ability to bring you out or to deliver you, most of them wouldn't if they had the chance anyway. So your deliverance is not from people, glory to God. Your deliverance comes from God. He may use a channel in a person, glory to God, but it's God that delivers us, amen, and make us free. So you ain't got to worry about people. People ain't got your return. Hallelujah. And that's why as people of faith, amen, we don't talk, amen, as if we don't have a source, as if we don't have, amen, a remedy, as if we don't have, hallelujah, hope, glory to God. We got hope in God. And he's able to do it. He's able to do it tonight. So I thank God tonight. I thank God tonight. I thank God tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. That we are going to be free tonight. Glory to God. Somebody's going to be healed tonight. Somebody's going to be delivered tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be looking for the pain and the pain is gone. Amen. You may be looking. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For, amen, that joint pain to start hurting when you get up and stand up. Glory to God. It may be gone. But one thing I learned about God and one thing I learned in this walk, glory to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we just need to move. Yeah. Sometimes we just need to move. Sometimes we just need to get up and do something. I praise my way out of a lot of things. Some of you won't have time for arthritis to set in if you just move. If you just do something, you won't, arthritis can't stay in a place. Hallelujah. And that's how you have to speak to yourself. All right, now this body is holy. This body is the temple of the Lord thy God. Amen. And then pain, you can't stay here. You can't live in this house. Now you might live to the house down the street, but you can't live in this house. This house is deemed as holy ground. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I thank God tonight. I'm getting all worked up and sweaty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But I feel the power of God tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, when you find that, and you will find this out, when you're consistent with God, he will deliver you. He'll do something. He'll do something in you. But you got to give up who you think you are. You got to give up the platform that you put yourself on. You got to give up, hallelujah, glory to God, your ego. You got to give up all of that and submit your will, your way to God. And watch him move in your life. Watch him move for you. Watch him move for you. Listen. I don't want to forget, and tell me sometime I need to do this, and I don't. Amen. But there's, amen, a cash app, hallelujah. Amen. If you would like to give, amen, sow into this, amen, this prophetic ministry, glory to God, this prophetic encounter, amen, show glory to God. This is not for entertainment. This is not because I don't have anything better to do. I could be doing plenty of things on a Monday night, glory to God. But this is a call. This is a platform that God, I feel, is using, amen, to bless his people, to empower his people. Glory to God. You see enough drama now. You see enough on the news. You see enough, hallelujah, on social media. Hallelujah. But what about really tuning in to get something from God? I don't just do this because I ain't got nothing to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I could be home. I could be working. I could be doing something else. Amen. Hallelujah. But I thank God. Amen. For allowing me, amen, to come to you. Amen. And I don't take it for granted that you're watching. I don't take it for granted that you're watching. Amen. Tonight. So I really, amen, if you, amen, feel led of God to give, amen, sow a seed. Amen. And one thing I know about seed sowing, hallelujah, you can never get anything with your hands like this. But you got to open them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I ain't turning this into no giving, amen, sermon, a giving message. Amen. But I'm just telling you that it's a blessing in giving. It's a blessing in being a blessing. It's a blessing in that. Sometime I'm shopping, amen, and I see somebody, and I'll tell them, okay, listen, I got this here. Amen. I got this here. I got this here. I did it. Amen. Not that long ago, a few weeks ago, I did it. And older lady, and she looked at me, and she just went to cry, and she said, thank you so much. She said, if I would have known you were going to pay for my stuff, I would have got me some more. So I said, no, mother, wait a minute. We're going to let God use you right here for what you got. Amen. Hallelujah. But it made me feel good to be able to be a blessing to somebody and to this what we call a pandemic. Amen. Where so many people are taking hits financially. So many people have lost jobs and seeking employment, seeking some kind of way, amen, to make ends meet, glory to God. And even though they say that there will not be any evictions and all of this throughout this, there are still landlords and other people that are still, amen, pursuing to do that. Amen, glory to God. And so people are worried. People are stressed. Amen, glory to God. And I tell you that God has provided more doing this than when it wasn't going on for me. For me, glory to God. And that's because I'm a giver. Amen. God bless you, Bishop Bussey. God bless you. Amen. I am a giver. Glory to God. I don't just sit on seed. Amen. Glory to God. I am a giver. So I thank God. So as you see across the screen, it'll come across, amen, periodically. If you feel the need, amen, you sow, amen. And I will pray to God richly bless you. Amen for that tonight. So amen. One thing I know about, amen, the spirit realm, especially dealing in deliverance, spirits sometimes come coupled together. They have company with another demon. Most times, hallelujah, amen, depression often comes with the spirit of rejection, self-rejection. Glory to God, hallelujah. And, amen, the enemy will try to, amen, keep you feeling, amen, that you're not good enough, that you don't deserve this, you don't deserve to be happy, you don't deserve to be free. God can never love you when you've done this. Amen. He constantly keeps your past, amen, before you. And I'm even sometimes the enemy will use even your family and the things that are closest to you, amen, to keep you distracted and to keep you, amen, from being focused. Amen. Glory to God. So you have to, amen, deny the voice that comes to your mind that tells you those things. You have to doubt your doubts. Amen. And you have to overcome this big F word that people don't talk enough about. Amen. But it's called fear. And I heard someone say fear is false evidence appearing real. It's false evidence appearing real. Do you know how powerful your mind is? How powerful, amen, the spirit realm really is. And so I've seen people that was dealing with diabetes, high blood pressure. They was taking nitroglycerin for their heart to relieve the pressure. And all these medications, and when they really, amen, after talking and really just dealing with them in prayer and deliverance, finding out that something as unforgiveness was holding them hostage in their health, holding them hostage. And when they begin to see it, and we begin to call that thing out and renounce it, she began to demonstrate a miracle of health. Didn't go to the doctor. But she said, I went to sleep, and when I woke up, I knew there was something about me different. Here to tell you tonight, try God. Try God. And see if he's real. Some things we have to fast through and throughout. But something as unforgiveness can keep you stuck, keep your eyes dim, keep your ears deaf. Unforgiveness. Letting certain things get into the ear gates that gets down into your spirit. You're like, well, I want God to speak to me. He ain't been speaking. What are you doing with your time with him? What are you giving him? Are you putting in the work? Are you putting in the time for him to speak to you? I would never be with somebody that would not give me time and show me that they love me and into me. Now, do we really think that God is going to be less than man? Really? We have to be reminded of this. God wants all of you. He don't want just some of you. He wants all of you. Everything. If he can't have all, he don't want none. If he can't have all of you, he don't want none. Give God everything. And then begin to renounce these things. Father, I renounce this. I renounce generational curses over my life. I renounce high blood pressure. I renounce this. I renounce hallelujah. Because, see, we got all of the, some of the stuff, because some of us are real churchy. We got a lot of this stuff down packed from just being churchy. But what about those other things that ain't churchy that we dealing with? Yeah, you spiritual, but you can't control the refrigerator. You can't control your mouth. You can't control what you eat. You can't control, hallelujah, your appetites with an S, and I'm talking about more than just food. Oh, it gets deep now. And we feel, because we don't cuss, drink, smoke, have sex, sleep around, that I'm all right, that I'm okay. You know, I'm not doing the obvious here. I'm not doing that. I'm okay. But there are things that are lying dormant. And it's just like cancer. When something stresses that cell, it wakes it up. Don't allow the enemy to plague your life all because you don't want to part with something that you know is not good for you. So tonight, I'm open up the lines. I'm through talking. I want to pray for you tonight. If you really want to be free tonight, if you really want to be free tonight, if you really Amen. Even if you just need prayer. Amen. I'm praying for relationships tonight. I'm praying for marriages tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm praying, glory to God, even for that, those that are single, that you've tried over and over again to date, and it's just hit a dead end. It just seems like you're just finding the same thing over and over again. You're tired of being used. You're tired of being taken advantage of. You're tired of being cheated on. You're tired of being not appreciated. I want to pray for you tonight, too. I want to pray for those that suffer from depression. I want to pray for those that are even dealing with things that they can't even talk out in public about. We all done been through something that we don't want other folks to know about. Isn't God so wonderful? He even covered us in the midst of our sin. He covered us. The blood covered us. His love covered us. His long suffering with us. Amen. It covered us. And now you can say, I'm an overcomer. I got it. I got it. So tonight, the numbers on the screen. Give us a call. Give me a call. I keep saying us. I'm so used to somebody being with me. But give me a call. Let me pray for you. Let me pray for you. Let me believe God with you. Glory to God. 563-999-3060. Give me a call. Hallelujah. You can't get enough prayer. Especially, you can't get enough prayer for those that genuinely want to see you win. Those that genuinely want to see you prosper. And to see you free from the yoke of bondage. That's what I want to believe God with you for tonight. He died that we all should be free. You don't have to go through like you've been going through without God. Accept God tonight. Be free tonight. Even with the struggles, seem like you can't just give it up. It's just been hard. I do good for a few weeks, a few months. And then I fall. We got a call. Amen. Glory to God. But we do that. I do good for a little while, and then it's just like I just fall. I want to pray for you tonight. Your deliverance is in your own mouth. All it is a decision. It's a decision. A decision. And then follow through with your decision. I want to pray for you. Numbers on your screen. Amen. Well, indeed, I truly thank God for you tonight. Amen. And I said I wasn't going to be long tonight, and I'm not. Amen. Hallelujah. But I want you to know that your future is bright. Yeah, you might have shared some tears, and you might have lost some things along the way. But God kept your mind. He kept you here. You say, I may not got nothing to live for. Yes, you do. You got a lot to live for. You got a lot to live for. For that single mother that's there. Hallelujah. We have a caller. God bless you, caller. State your name.